In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. The disciples came and asked our Lord, who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? As if they came and they were all sure that they would enter, and they are sure that they are going to be in the kingdom of heaven. But they have a question: how God going to honor one more than the other? And it has another meaning for all of us, that by the will of God, if we are all going to heaven, and it is easy, it's not that hard, and we are all going to enjoy the kingdom of God, but what is the greatest? Who is the greatest? What is the greatest virtue that, according to it, our Lord is going to tell us that this is the greatest? The answer was, therefore, whoever humbles himself as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. So, if we are looking, number one, who is the greatest? The humble. If you have humility, like a child, you will be greatest in heaven. What does characterize a child? The feeling that he is weak. When you look at a child who is 1 year old or 6, 7, 8 months, he is depending, he feels that he's weak, he can't, he doesn't have the ability to feed himself. He always depends on others to do everything for him. So this feeling of weakness is a source of humility. And it is for all of us, if you feel that you're strong, it's hard for you to be humble. If you feel that you have the emphasis, if you have the power, if you have this kind of strength, whether it is even physical strength or personality or convincing power of logic, any kind of power, it is hard to be humble at the same time. Also, second thing characterizes a child is simple. He is simple. He doesn't complicate things. His way of thinking is so simple. He doesn't think about, oh, maybe you said this word, but you mean something else. He doesn't give the word more than what it tolerates. So also, to be humble, you have to be in kind of simplicity of heart, simplicity of thinking. Also characterizes a child is easy forgetting. He will be upset from something, and after a few minutes, once it is over, he forgot, and as if nothing happened, and he doesn't hold something in his heart. But those who are always keeping angry in their heart, and who doesn't forget, who cannot forget what bad things people did to them, they hold bad feelings inside their hearts. They can't be humble and they can't be greatest in the kingdom of God. Also, a child trusts those who are older. So when he is with his parents or with his father, he trusts everything his father tells him. And this way of trust is trusting someone who is more experienced, more knowledgeable, more powerful, more wise, is easy for a child to trust. And for us, maybe it is hard, because we always put doubts. We always put that maybe the people are not trustworthy, and we always feel that we know better than them, and this is why we cannot be humble, and this is why we cannot be greatest in heaven. So a character of a child is very, if you have a child at home, it's easy to learn from them in their young age how they are really inside them all signs of humility. So you look at them and you just learn humility, and you'll be greatest in heaven. So these are the top: humility, humble people who are going to be greatest in heaven. So maybe someone will say, so what are the characters of the road which just keep us inside the door, at least just to go there? So the gospel is continuing to tell us about warnings to get rid of and not to do, and things we should do to be able to enter to the kingdom of heaven. So the gospel is continuing to say, whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him if a millstone were hung around his neck and he were drowned in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of offenses, for offenses must come, but woe to that man by whom the offenses come. So offenses. If you want to be able to go into the kingdom of heaven, be careful in your daily life, every day, that you do not let others to sin. You do not make offenses to others in the way of God. Do not let your brother stumble because of the things you're doing, or the things you're saying, or the things you're acting. And many times we fail in doing that. Many times we feel that I am free to do whatever I want. I am free to drink whatever I want, whenever I want, wherever I want. I can do everything. I can say anything. No, this is, you're not paying attention that doing offenses and making someone else to commit sin because he is weak in faith and see that you're doing something against the will of God, this is something so big in front of God that you made someone stumble because of you. This is why St. Paul said, therefore, if food makes my brother stumble, I will never again eat meat, lest I make my brother stumble. It's the spirit of the commandment that all the time I put into account what I am doing for the sake of my brother. So if I really love my brother, I will care about him so much. Because my brother, especially if I'm older, my brother or sister or all my brothers and sisters in the church, they will look at me that I am an example in what I say and in what I do. So if I don't care about that, and my brother or my sister sin because they see me doing something or saying something inappropriate, God will look at me and I will be a reason for, I will not say punishment, but a reason for God dealing with me in a way that as if I committed sin and I made someone else commit sin. So let us all be careful about offenses. If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, review your life, review your day. Did you make any offense to make your brother or sister stumble? Be careful. Another point. If your hand or foot causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into the everlasting fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hell fire. If your hand or foot or eye causes you to sin, cut it and cast it from you. If you want to enter to heaven, you cannot enter into heaven having your sin with you. You can't. You cannot. So you have to cut it and cast it out. Anything is going to be like a burden. Like, imagine with me if you are going to climb a mountain and they asked you to take something you really like, something you really want. If you choose something heavy, it will be very hard for you to climb the mountain. If you choose, for example, your laptop or your computer or your game or something, and you are going to climb, it will be a heavy burden on you. The point is to cut it and to cast it. Cut it is painful. Of course, any sin or any source of sin or anything which I'm attached to is so painful to cut it. It's so painful to take a plant with its roots from my heart because it is there. It is deep rooted in my heart. But our Lord is telling us, if you want to enter the kingdom, you have to give away. You have to leave sin. You have to leave the source of sin. You have to tolerate all the pain it takes to cut it. And not only to cut it, To cast it means to throw it in the garbage, to consider it as rubbish, as nothing, for the sake of Christ. Unless you do that, you have to search yourself and see what is there rooted in your heart and what is something major in your life that you cannot get rid of it and it hinders you from entering the kingdom of God. Is it a sin of hatredness? Is it a sin of envy? Is it a sin of lust, of money, of sex? Is it something you are not able to get rid of it? This is the time to cut it and cast it, even if it looks like it is very important, like a hand or a foot or an eye. God is telling us, if you want to enter, and if your hand or your foot or your eye causes you to sin, cut it off and cast it. Then the very nice important link we have in is the psalm. The psalm is telling us also about a couple of points. Blessed are the undefiled in the way. Undefiled, is there someone who is undefiled? I believe that the only way to be undefiled is not, yani, the question I'm thinking of, is it possible to keep my white garment all the time white, even if I'm in contact with the world, and all the time I have a lot of sources of making it black? One of the fathers say that if you are in a coal mine, voluntarily or involuntarily, you'll find you will not be able to see, because usually it is dark, they use some lamps and some candles. But when you go out to the sunlight, you will discover that very small ash or small charcoal parts hang on your cloth, because you will not see it down in the mine. But in a coal mine, you will find that carbon particles will get onto your robe. So the only way is to wash, repentance. This is why if I do not repent regularly, I cannot enter to the kingdom of heaven. If I am keeping my sin inside me, and I am saying, oh, it's okay, God knows everything, God knows that I'm regretting what I did, and I promise God that I will not do it again, and I keep hiding it, it is still there. It is not taken from me unless I come and confess and take it out. This is why when he said, blessed are the undefiled in the way, it means repentance. It means that I am washing my garment. Whenever it gets dirty, I go in confession with tears of repentance and I wash it and become whiter than snow. Then the psalm continues and says, blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walks in the law of the Lord. Who walks in the way or in the law of the Lord. God's commandment, the law of the Lord, the commandment is very clear. And we know most of the commandments, but what is left is obedience. I cannot enter the kingdom of heaven until now. God is telling me through his written word, through his Holy Spirit inside me, he is telling me what to do and what not to do. And I am keeping disobeying the word of God one time after the other. I cannot enter to heaven, and there is still struggle between the flesh and the spirit. I cannot. If you want to enter into the kingdom of God, you have to walk in the law of the Lord. You have to reconcile with your conscience. You have to reconcile with the Holy Spirit inside you, who is telling you what to do and what not to do. If you still feel that the fight is hard and you are not listening, you are not obeying the word of God, it is doubtful that we are in the way of the kingdom. We are not in the way. But if you are obeying the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you are in the way. Also, the psalm of the gospel says, blessed are those who keep his testimonies. Keep means meditate, means thinking of it, means that I read it at home early in the morning before I go out, and I take a word for myself and I recite it day and night. I keep repeating and meditate in the word of God, and it becomes keeping it all the time in my mind and in my heart. So the word of God is something it becomes in my mind all the time. The verse I took early in the morning, is inside my heart and inside my mind. As it says in Psalm 1, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and his law, and in his law he meditates day and night. We cannot do that unless we read the Bible, unless we take a verse every day, unless we keep it in our heart and repeat it and repeat it till it becomes a way of thinking and way of feeling. Meditate day and night, keep his testimonies. And the last verse, for those who will enter from the gate to the kingdom of God, who seek the one who seek him with the whole heart, seeking God. You remember when our Lord said in Sermon on the Mount, ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find, knock and it will be opened to you. Three verbs: ask, seek, and knock. These verbs are our spiritual life exactly. Ask in a prayer. Pray, ask. Seek is the search. What God wants me to do? Search. And when you search, when you seek God, you will find him. And lastly, knock. Knock is applying the word of God by will to knock at the door, and God will open the door. So ask in prayer, seek by learning the word of God, and knock by doing the will of God. And by this, if you pray, if you read the Bible and seek the wisdom of God and the word of God, and if you knock and know what is the will of God, God will allow us all to enter into the kingdom of heaven, to whom is glory forever and ever. Amen.